tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Keep it that 90s vibe.
Yeah,
90s. Scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine and also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his bro-ass. Oh, no, I don't want you.
Oh, man.
Okay, guys, man, going so far back. You guys, we're here doing your favorite after show for your favorite show, Scream Queens, or at least you like it a little bit enough to hang out with us. But this is episode 7. We weren't a big fan of the Beware of Young Girls song that was playing in this episode, so we're like, we're going to pick our own 90s throwback, and we hope you enjoyed it as well, because no scrubs will never die.
No.
It will live forever. TLC. Rest in peace, Left Eye. Anyways, so Beware of Young Girls, episode 7. We're pretty deep into the season now, you guys. We're more than halfway through.
Yep.
We only have 5 episodes left. Nobody really died this episode, but overall, I mean, nobody that we really knew or cared about, so I could all sigh of relief for everybody. But overall thoughts of the episode before we dive into kind of little bits of it.
I thought it was boring.
And
maybe because nobody died, maybe because there wasn't very much excitement. We did find a little bit of information, you know, with Gigi and things like that. But for the most part, I was bored.
Not enough Chad.
No.
Yeah. Whenever I'm bored, I'm like, there's not enough Chad. I mean, we did get like shirtless, basically naked Chad in bed with
a
goat.
A lot of Chad.
But
one of the more random things that could happen in an episode, for sure.
Yes. But not enough Chad. Overall thoughts for you?
I guess kind of the same as you. I wasn't full on bored, I would say, but I kind of mentioned this, I think, in a previous after show, that I feel like after Halloween, the show would lose a little luster for me, and it kind of did, and I'm hoping that it kind of comes back in the next few weeks, that it just was like, oh, I'm a little Halloweened out, I'm not in the mood for a scary scary show right now, and I'm just hoping that next week I'm kind of like, oh yeah, I'm back into it.
What I love so much about this show are the characters. Mm-hmm. I think they're all, each of the individual characters are so great. They're acted so well, and I love them, and I love to hate them, and I think they're hilarious. But I think sometimes, yes, the story kind of lacks a little bit, so these characters that are so kind of over the top and funny, they don't get to do as interesting things just because of the way the story is laid out. But I was reading kind of some articles and stuff about this week's episode, and one of them was talking about how, you know, the whole Scream Queens show is supposed to be like a slasher film turned into a TV show. And, you know, the beginning, the first act of the slasher film is kind of the setup, which we got that in the first kind of 2-hour premiere of the show. And then the middle is supposed to be when there's a ton of killings, and it's like all the who's done it and da-da-da-da. And then the end is like the final reveal and whatever. But I feel like this is too stretched out. Like it kind of like the killings and like the whodunits kind of is getting a little old.
Yeah.
So yes, I want it to come back. And I think the Halloween thing that brings up a really good point as well of why, oh, well, this isn't like, we're already done with the scaries. We don't need any more scaries. But, you know, shows like American Horror Story, that still resonates with people.
Right.
Doesn't really resonate with me because I'm a chicken, but it does resonate with people even when it's not around Halloween. And I have faith in this and Scream Queens, and I think it's going to end strong.
I agree with you. I kind of want more. What I kept thinking about in the episode was that I want more kind of finger pointing. Like, I felt like we had people who were kind of not taking responsibility or semi taking responsibility, and I feel like it would be really interesting to kind of have more episodes where there's like a confusion about like if, let's say, Grace wrote a piece in the paper about who she thought it was, and then, like, the reaction to that.
Yeah.
I think that would be an interesting play, and I hope we kind of see that in the episodes to come.
I think we are. You know, do you know who else I missed this week's episode? Is Denise.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Denise at all.
Candle blogger.
Well, we saw a little bit of the at the funeral. We saw a little bit of the candle, but Denise, my faithful security guard.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't see a lot of.
We barely saw Zayday.
I know. I felt like we were missing some, like, the candle blogger, security guard, Zayday. Like, where were these people?
Yeah, it threw in kind of some new characters, and then, like, very quickly, just they're going to be gone now because. Anyways, let's just dive into first topic of conversation, Miss Gigi. Now, Gigi, we only saw her in two scenes, so we saw her very little, but the longer this show goes on, the more pivotal role we see that Gigi has and everything that's going on and her plot for revenge. And
she's making an impact, because if you think about her just being in those two scenes, she's one of the most memorable parts of the episode, for sure, and she is scheming big time.
Mm-hmm. And I like to see, I mean, just to see the flip of her, because she plays kind of this, like, I don't really know what's going on. Yeah. But then she's on the phone, and she's like, oh,
she's
what are
boss.
You doing? She is the boss. She's the boss lady. Yeah. So
she's a hitman.
There's a couple people. At the end of this whole discussion, I want to see who you guys can, like, know for sure you don't think is a killer, and who do you think is still probably suspect number one. Or
like
enemy, public enemy
for me.
Oh yeah, and I'd be interested to hear at the end of this discussion and also online in the chat. Thank you guys all for joining us in the live chat. But yeah, I'd be interested at the very end of the episode. Let me know who you think is, you know, probably number one suspect, and who do you think there's no possible way they can be the killer. But then we also saw Gigi interacting with Grace a little bit more in this episode and kind of getting a makeover, which I hated.
I thought it was hilarious, actually.
She looks
cute in that jacket and jeans. Not gonna lie, that is today's style. But for her to be like, I want a neon jacket with shoulder pads. And I was like, I like her 90s style. But she was wearing, you know, like, waisted jeans. And she's like, these are just way too low. I thought it was funny and cute. But she, you know, like, because she's dating Grace's dad, I kind of feel like that's something that kind of had to happen. And especially, I think Grace kind of wants to get to know her as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, in the back of her mind, she's a little crazy.
And I feel like Oliver Hudson's role is about to get a heck of a lot bigger, because he just got killed off Nashville. And I'm devastated. So now the only Oliver Hudson, like, fix I can get is through Scream Queens. So I was really upset he wasn't in that much of this episode either.
I could have never predicted, by the way, spoiler of Nashville, but what was going to happen to him on Nashville. But I feel like if you looked at his Instagram, it was very clear he was spending much more time in New Orleans than he was in Nashville. And so I assume his role, and I hear Nick Jonas also comes back.
We saw that in the preview.
In a lot of the Instagram as well.
Yeah.
You stalk these guys on Instagram, and you're like, I know who's alive and who's dead.
Feeling really good about knowing all that.
Yeah. So, moving on to a new character this week, an old Kappa, but she's an ex-Kappa, Feather McCarthy, which is kind of a great name considering who she fell in love with, that she fell in love with her Beatles professor.
Yeah. Who is a nerd? I thought he was going to be, like, this gorgeous guy. This drop-dead, like, George Clooney-ish. And he's, like, a little...
Dr. Munch.
Well,
yeah, and they even say he's not even cute. But Feather definitely fell in love
and
with him.
And it was genuine. I thought it was, like, something behind, you know, behind the curtain that she, like, a different motive, but no.
And I really liked the character of Feather. She was played by Tavi Gevinson. I hope I said that right. But I thought she was great, and I loved her little haircut, and, like, she just seemed like this really cool character to me, but
I agree, and I thought she fit well in that, like, over-the-top world.
Yes.
She definitely kind of...
But still didn't quite fit in.
Right. She was, like, a very heightened character, but you could tell always kind of wanted to be in the inner circle and never really was. Mm-hmm. And that was where her entire thing was coming from, I think, by getting with her professor and all of that.
But do you think we're going to see more of her? Or do you think it was just, like, a one episode type of...
I don't know. Let me check IMDb. See how many episodes she... No. This is the thing, though. Girl, why are you You tasted the blood. You tasted the blood.
And
you follow the arrow. You see the arm nailed to the wall. And if you've been, like, living with this man for a while, you know what his hands look like. But yet, you're still walking up the stairs. At what point, what do you need when it says a head, but it's not spelt as a head, it's a head? Why are you going to go in that room? The killer could still be in there ready to kill you. Oh, it made me so angry.
So this is an angry point that I can fully get behind. If anyone out there watches our Pretty Little Liars after show, you know that this is something that I get so upset about when characters, time after time, you're walking into clearly a crime zone, a criminal scene. Wouldn't you run out, call the police, do something? Pretty Little Liars, same issue. They're like, oh, there's an open... I'm just going to leave all my doors open. I know someone's after me, but it's all good. No.
It was so set up like a haunted house. Did you see, like, the way that it was written? Like, it literally looked like a haunted house. But I think... Hello, it's the movie business. It's Hollywood. It's, you know, they're obviously going to go up the stairs. They're obviously going to go through the door and go through the... You know?
It was almost like such a cliche, like, just to be over the top and be over slash. It was like Paris Hilton and House of Wax. I was like, come on. Spoiler alert, she dies.
Yeah. She's like the second person to die, too.
I also feel like, though, you could have her at the very least call the police and then go in the room. Like,
or
do
at least
something.
Fight or something. Like,
do something where it's like, wait, I'm going to try to save myself, but I will still go explore and see what happens.
Well, and this is the thing. Like, as we see, the police kind of suck in this town. We've been very aware of this, but today they actually finally started talking about how much they suck in this town, even though they did finally arrest somebody that wasn't Chanel. They arrested Dean Munch. Munch. Am I Munch? It's Munch. Munch. Yeah, it's Dean Munch. Munch. Yeah. And because she obviously killed her ex-husband. I thought it was framed feather. And I was pretty sure that she did it too.
Yeah.
But because she killed her ex-husband and used kind of the whole, like, serial killer thing, there's no way she's the Red Devil. No way. And I, for the longest time, thought she was definitely the Red Devil.
I didn't think she was. I think she has something else to hide. Mm-hmm. Concerning the baby, I just don't think she's the devil either.
Which, she hinted that she might be telling them more. Yeah. But let's talk about Dean Munch. She gets taken away in a straitjacket.
Yep.
I've never seen cops do that, but hey, magic of television. And
we see her in the psych ward. Can I just say, when I saw it, I was like, oh, American Horror Story, Asylum.
Yeah.
Did you? I mean, I don't know if you guys watched that season or you guys at home did. It looks exactly like the Asylum atmosphere.
Did they shoot that in New Orleans? Because I wonder if they just used the same set.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, well then. Maybe Ryan Murphy was just like, hey guys, that's just a little nod to my other great show. Yeah. but yeah, no, we see that, because we have Nancy Drew and Sherlock Holmes here, a.k.a. Grace and Pete. You know, they think, we got it, we know who done it.
And then they don't.
And then you don't. But we did, I saw a lot of people commenting online that they thought the episode was so boring because it focused so much on Grace and Pete, and they're like the kind of the straight guys of the show. But I think their characters are finally getting a little bit more interesting after this episode. And also because they were handed that painting on the way out of the asylum. Yeah. What do you guys think about that painting? What do you guys think that reveals or doesn't reveal about their characters, or and also what Dean Munch had kind of alluded to them when they're trying to get information from her. Go.
Do you want to?
You go. You.
I'm not sure what the painting reveals about them, but I will kind of jump into a prediction about what you were talking about earlier and say that for a long time I was like, Grace is the eyes of the audience. And when I think about Ryan Murphy, I think about that he might turn that on its head and actually make her the killer in the end.
I've read a lot of things online that people are thinking Grace might be the killer.
Yeah.
Really?
Because for a long time, and I sat in this chair and literally said this a few weeks ago, that I really appreciated that she was, like, kind of the straight man to everything else that was happening, the over the top.
Yeah.
And what I realized was not every show creator would do this, but I feel like Ryan Murphy, there's a real possibility, not 100%, but a real possibility that he could turn it on its head and make her the killer.
Those devils were way too tall.
I don't think it matters. It's movie magic. Like,
I don't think it matters either.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to have to reanalyze that.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw this one at you, because this was another theory I saw online. Yeah. And talking about the painting, like, mm-hmm. oh, the painting, she did it really fast, and it wasn't even what they were looking like
right.
there mm-hmm. when they were, you know, Grace's hair was different, whatever. So what if the crazy lady, because she kept saying, I paint them all, what if she had actually drawn or painted Grace's mother and Pete's father when they were in the asylum after the bathtub baby incident, and that they found out they were actually siblings?
That would be real awkward.
Yeah.
I should have written down where I saw that theory and who had that theory, but I forgot. I did not.
That's a twist.
But that is a Ryan Murphy, like, mind.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting, the multi-generational thing going on in this mm-hmm. show. It's something that I feel like we haven't gotten explored enough. I feel like I want to know more about how West and everybody else in that, the parental generation, the generation before, kind of plays into what's happening in that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very curious to see. I'm so glad that they finally are getting Dean Munch to talk about the baby. Yeah. Because I think you're right. I think that's what she's trying to hide, and I think she mm-hmm. probably has the most information about what's going on with the baby. But yeah, I think that's about it for those other characters. Now we can talk about the Chanels.
Everyone's girls favorite. Be crazy.
It started off with the funeral for Chanel number 2, which
by the way, I would go anytime Chanel had a speech. I don't care what's it about. I would go and pay for it just to hear her talk, because I thought it was hilarious.
It was
like, that was brutal, and I was laughing the whole time.
Yeah,
I have to say, I applaud Emma Roberts in keeping it together through some of these speeches, because the things she's saying, if she, like, obviously she has to memorize all these lines, if she, like, I would just be laughing through it. Like, there would be, it's so crazy to me.
Well, not only that, but I talked to Glenn, who plays Chad Radwell, and he was saying how, like, quick they get these scripts. And I think I mentioned this in an earlier after show, but just to realize how quickly she's probably having to memorize right. these epic speeches. Yeah. And they're so, it's so not what you would ever say in real life. And I feel like it's so much harder to memorize something when it's just so outlandish than memorizing something that's actually how people talk mm-hmm. or how dialogue goes. So Emma Roberts.
Yeah.
Bravo.
We applaud you for sure.
Take off my hat. Tip of my hat. I don't know.
I have to say, I some of her stuff is voiceover, so that must be like a saving grace. Of it all is that she is able to do some of it as voiceover at least.
But right. She definitely carries these episodes, and I think is such a good example. Like Chanel, she just is such a funny, over the top, crazy character, and she has so like good moments in episodes, but like. Mm-hmm. I'm missing the arcs. But we have a great speech, and then they decide to talk to Chanel number 2 via the Ouija board.
So have you guys ever done it?
Hell no, I've not
have
done, you done it. It.
I've not.
I will never.
Missing out.
I have. I was in middle school, and it was me and my teammate in soccer.
Just two of you?
Just the two of us, and we went to her bathroom.
You're
she
brave.
Lit a candle. And she was a little
older. Did you
go
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary?
No, but I have a terrible, terrible story about that. And I am afraid of mirrors and the dark. Okay. Bad experience.
Ouija board. Go.
Ouija board. We did it. And it moved. It moved. I don't know if she played a trick on me or not. But it did move. And I was kind of freaked out, kind of not. And she did all the talking. And all I did was just, like, follow and all that. And I never played it again. I wasn't sure if it was real. I kind of want to do it again because I'm still curious. But
nope.
I mean, it wasn't a bad experience. I don't know. I would try it again.
You know how they say curiosity killed the cat? I'm not.
So I'm going to die.
I believe in spirits and all that. How could there not be these energies, whether it's energy,
right.
whether it's spirits,
some kind
of angels.
Higher power.
So
yeah.
Some, there's definitely stuff out there in the world that is, it's energy from past things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
every culture calls them something different. Every person calls them something different. I just don't want to mess with it. You know, every once in a while I'll watch the fun little haunted house show or whatever, but I don't... I had a horrible experience going on a ghost tour in Scotland with my sorority sisters, and I will never, ever, ever pay to get to do that again because it was terrifying, and I feel like the devil will go into you. I don't know. I don't know. I won't go to tarot card readings either.
I don't believe that.
I tried so hard one time just to get drunk, so I would like go get my palm read or something, or go to like, you know, some psychic. But I was just too scared. I don't want to know.
I've done the palm reading thing. It's fine. It's not as scary. Like somehow, like that doesn't scare me as much. But that's a side note.
But like, I'm not gonna go. Like some people will go like rent rooms in haunted hotels and specifically ask for the haunted rooms just to get like. I'm like, no, absolutely not.
American Horror Story. I was just about to say, like season 2 of American Horror Story. I believe was the start of Hotel, right? Or no, Hotel's no. This season.
But Asylum was number 2.
Asylum. Okay, so I think it was that it was whatever Adam Levine and Jenna Dewan Tatum that episode. If you've ever seen that episode, you would not go into a haunted hotel.
Well, now this season of American Horror Story of Hotel is based on a real hotel in L.A.
Yes.
Where a girl did die and all that stuff. Yeah. So, I'm curious.
And vampires.
So creepy, guys.
I don't mess with
it. Down.
Way too much. So the first thing that Chanel number 2 revealed to the other Chanels was that Chad Redwell was cheating on Chanel number 1. And again, we've already established, and Chad has already been honest with Chanel, he's slept with basically everybody.
Right.
And, but he has promised since that he will stop. He will be monogamous to Chanel. So Chanel goes to confront him right after this. And the lines that, again, Emma Roberts would spit out during, like, the insults to the dead ghost of Chanel number 2, who's making the Ouija board. I just loved every bit of it. But we see Chanel walk in on Chad, who is in bed with a goat.
Can I just say, like, once I saw the goat, I was thinking, how the hell is Chad about to justify this? Like, what was Ryan Murphy thinking? And where the hell was his mind at when writing this part? Because
don't you feel like some of these things happen, and I know that it's much more strategic than this, but it's like late night in the writer's room, what are we gonna do? And like, it just feels like sometimes you're like, this is so random, how did they get to this point? And that makes me want to go visit their writer's room, let's be honest.
And the reason was he was lactose intolerant, and goats produce non-lactose milk.
Lactose-free milk.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was confused.
I just feel like Glenn has been in bed with a goat before.
That's not his first time.
Like just knowing Glenn, like, I wonder if, like, this is just something he's like, guys, what if I was just in bed with a goat because I'm, like, lactose intolerant? I don't know. Glenn is like, I could imagine, I don't know. Not in the bestiality sense of the word, no. But he would do something crazy like that, like, and he grew up with, like, random farm animals, too.
I was going to say, I feel like we should probably specify that you grew up with him.
Yeah, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm not, yes. Yeah, but, like, he grew up, like, with all these different types of animals, too, so it could be a funny, like, thing, like, him playing a prank. We used to play pranks on each other, so I could see that happening with a goat or some type of crazy animal. He had a Coda Mundi when we were growing up, and a monk, and, they had a cat corral. It was crazy. Goats. I'm not surprised, Chad. I'm not surprised. But the lactose intolerant then speech too.
he had it ready. Like he already knew what he was gonna say.
Yeah.
It was so strange because he was just like, oh, if she catches me, like, this is my speech. And I was like, I don't know that you should be, like, pre-planning getting caught with a goat. Like, that's weird.
In my notes, I wrote WTF.
Yeah.
I have no idea where this is gonna go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was funny, and I liked it.
I liked it a lot. The revisiting Chad's room, though, made me miss Boone. There was an empty bed. And thank God we saw Boone in the previews for next week, because
I'm missing my Nick Jonas.
It's time for some more Nick Jonas. So then they did the Ouija board the next night after Chanel was like, oh, I hate you, Chanel number 2. Like, he's lactose intolerant. Meh. I love Chanel number 5 vagina has teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the second thing that Chanel number 2 says is she blames Chanel number 1 for being the killer. And all the other Chanels, especially Chanel number 6, yes. Right? Yes. Yep. Leah Michelle is like, oh, well, then we have to kill her before she kills us because this is what makes sense. Which their logic, their path of logic, I don't know, but they're going to go murder someone first. They're not able to pull this murder off because, no. First of all, they can't decide how they're going to kill Chanel. They're arguing about how they're going to kill Chanel. What was your favorite way to kill Chanel, you guys?
Oh, man.
I'm trying to remember all the ones they mentioned. Oh,
well, Michelle wanted to put, like, glass or rock or something in
her. Diamonds. Crushed diamonds. Yeah. Her diamonds up. Right. So and then have, like, a sugar-eating party. Yeah. And then so it rips her up from the inside.
That's so gross.
I thought it was so interesting when they mentioned the poison, like, using... Wasn't it poison or... like,
well, yeah,
that was what they finally decided on.
They finally decided on that, but then they couldn't.
But Abigail Breslin's idea, what was hers?
I wish I could. You guys, tell us what.
It was something so dumb. It was too.
No, but hers was smarter than the crushing up the diamonds, which you can't even crush up because there's no, yeah.
Yeah, but I found it so creepy when Chanel, like, knew, like, well, as a human, you wouldn't, like...
Oh, yeah, she's like the only reason that rat poison works on rats is because they don't have a gag reflex, but as a human, I would vomit and then I'd lose weight. So then it would be jokes on you.
She's a secret genius.
Yeah. I'm just like, that's so creepy.
Not only would I have survived your attack on my life, it would have only made me skinnier. Hashtag Chanel number 1.
She's quick.
Love her. Yeah, the sugar party, though. I never had a sugar party, but apparently it's a thing in this world. And I just imagine everybody with pixie sticks, like, dancing around.
I was about to say, totally. Like, it's like second grade pixie sticks, but in college.
The bowling ball, the rat poison. That there's a bowling ball crusher.
Right, that was in the dream.
Yeah, so she had the, you know, Chanel number 1 had the dream, with Chanel number 2 came to her. So we got a little more Ariana Grande, not just in a casket.
I loved her description of hell.
Oh,
she's
yeah!
Like, I went to the front desk. They said, you know, I had to blah, 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 blah. This is my job. There's a slide, but it's like you have to go down nails.
Yes, there are water slides, but they're lined with razor blades and splashed down into a pool of boiling pee. And at one point, what if Chanel number 2 is busy getting Eiffel Towered by Hitler and Satan? Like, who... What it goes on in that writer's room? I don't know.
They talked about the Hussein brothers. I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel like
Who was motorboating her boobs?
Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, there are some of these lines where even I just want to go back through the episode and hear them again because you're kind of like...
Did I hear that right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's so many that you're like, oh, you went there. Okay.
I like... Well, we'll talk about our favorite Chadisms and Chanelisms again at the end. But, so Ariana Grande, she's like, those girls are trying to kill you. And so Chanel wakes up from her prune...
Her laxative.
Yeah. I thought she was going to say she took laxatives to lose weight, but...
It's to poop.
Well, because some people do take laxatives to lose weight.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird. But it just seems...
Just go on a run, guys.
Just run, exercise. Don't take laxatives to lose weight. It's really not the healthy way to do it. So that was a fun kind of back and forth between the two. And then we see Chanel confront the girls about...
Yeah, that's how she found out.
Trying to kill her. And, yeah, I forgot about this scene, but the scene when Chanel is crying in her closet and we see the other Chanels go up before the Ouija board happens, and Chanel number 6 is like, yeah, I will never do anything to break your trust again. And Chanel's like, yeah, because I'll never trust you again. You sent me to prison and tried to kill me. I love it. I love these characters. But anything else from the episode that we're missing?
Oh, there was just a funny quote that I thought was...
Give it to me. Chanelisms or...
It's not even a Chanelism. It was, I think, it was Feather talking about the iPod-like thing. She says, I had this old iPod that picked up music from the air, and it's obviously a radio. And I was just like, that's phenomenal, because I feel like that's, like, in social media universe that we all live in, like, something that could so happen. Like,
how come she didn't, like, die in the tub with the radio when Munch pushed it in?
I don't know. Maybe just, like, give it a little
was
shock.
Was she, like, yeah. really... like a ninja and like just jumped out and survived it?
No, because it shocked her. Like she yeah. screamed. I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe it wasn't strong enough because it was an itty bitty radio, but I would think that.
Electrocution is electrocution.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Also, what we learned, very important lesson we learned, you don't want to go to hell because there are no dinosaurs in hell because Jesus broke them all out. So if you're a big fan of Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, be a good person.
Do good.
Do good things. Chanelism. And Vinish Saye, sorry if I'm not pronouncing your name right, but and TJ Ford, those are two of the things that they are talking about. Anything else from this episode that you guys can think of that we missed? Besides Bologna, I mean, Bologna. Be careful, Feather's gonna get you. But, yes, it was Bologna, basically, is what freed, Dean Munch. And, she actually did kill her husband, so.
She's got it all figured out, and she's doing the detective.
Yeah. I don't know. So, okay, so back to that thing, and people online as well. Like, absolutely no chance they're the murderer, and who do you think is your top suspect right now?
I don't think it's Grace. I don't think it's the dad. I can't figure out if Munch and Gigi are working together or if Gigi and Nick are working together.
Okay.
That's kind of where my head's at. Gigi and Nick have to be working together because they both talk to the devils.
Okay.
Unless Nick is one of the devils. Either way, they're working together. I don't think it's Zayday. And I don't think it's Chanel.
Okay.
I'm going to come next week and I'm going to make a list on paper and cross everybody out.
Yeah, do it. We're going to be Nancy Drew and Sherlock Holmes. Eat that, Pete and Grace. Go.
I'm going to stick with my earlier thought of it potentially being Grace, but I think Nick is involved and I think that there might be some sort of...
Nick Jonas, you mean Boone?
Boone, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes, I just used his... Yeah, Boone. I'm not sure what the connection is between them, and I hope that plays out in future episodes, and figuring out what Gigi's connection... I don't think Gigi and Grace are necessarily working together. That
no.
doesn't seem to be the case, but I feel like they're both involved maybe in a larger capacity.
Yes, I think I can rule out two people as of today.
Okay.
Rule out Grace's dad completely,
mm-hmm.
because when he showed up at Gigi's, she was, like, just getting off the phone with the killer, and I feel like if he was involved, that would have been involved. I don't know. And I'm going to rule out Dean Munch. So.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Obviously, yeah. Gigi's Agreed. Highly involved. Obviously, Boone is highly involved because we saw the devil. Like, these are the two people we know for sure right. are, like, involved with this,
yeah.
definitely. But I think my number one suspect out of everybody is, you know what? Chad.
Ooh. Really?
I'm just going to throw it out there. I think he's Boone's
Based
best
on
friend.
What?
I don't know.
I feel like he's too dumb to be involved.
Well, I think he's dumb enough to be involved. Yeah. I don't know, but he has been there a lot during when
the
killers
killings.
Have been there.
His friend died. Off
I think the
ladder,
candle blogger.
Who's
candle
attacked.
Blogger is probably Hester. Mm. No, Hester is Hester Chanel number six. Candle blogger. Yep.
Yeah. I have to also say that I think Chanel number one is probably not involved.
Someone just said, Smash Flasher 724 says, I think Chanel could be the baby and isn't the least we see of Feather. And this is not the last we see of Feather.
I can roll with that. Yeah. I think the baby, yeah, that,
yeah,
that was
I
my
could,
next
I
question.
Could see
Who's
that.
Gonna be the baby? I can see it,
I can see
Chanel.
It being Chanel.
I think it's too obvious that it's Grace. If it would be Grace, I don't think it's her at all.
Abigail Breslin's Chanel number three. Am I correct about that?
Yeah.
I could also see it being her.
I just don't understand how Chad is still alive. like, I'm so glad he is still alive, but yes, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Why is Chad still alive?
He gets away.
Maybe.
I don't know.
He climbed the ladder first. That was smart. Don't be last. Be first.
I was also going to say maybe the devil doesn't see him as a threat.
Well, he is Boone's best friend. Boone did love Chad.
Right.
So we told him not to kill him.
Yeah.
That's
possible. The same way that maybe, I mean, the devil didn't kill Zayday.
I could see it both ways. I could see that it, like, that Boone is trying to protect Chad, and I could also see that whoever the Red Devil is just doesn't see him as a threat. He's not harmful to anyone. He's just around.
But then why kill Dead Taylor, or Taylor
Dead
Swift?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Or Deaf Taylor
Deaf
Swift.
Deaf, yeah.
Now she's her. Dead Taylor Swift.
She was harmless.
Oh, somebody says... Oh, no. Abigail Breslin, Chanel number 5, maybe. She said that she was a legacy, so that could be it.
I don't know.
I think the painting, that has a lot to do with, and, like, I paint them all. I think this was the biggest clue that we are given.
Something's going to be revealed in the
picture. I think next week's going to be a very pivotal episode. I think
what
we might discover who the baby is.
What if she painted a picture of the baby? Like...
Well, I don't know. That's why I love the theory that, like, she could have painted a picture of their mom and dad and their siblings. Because it would be, like, because they are two different ages. As everybody yelled at me first episode, like, they can't.
I'm hoping it's not. I'm not going to think it that way.
Yeah.
I hope it's not.
So, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Any other predictions? Anything else before next week, guys?
I think we killed it.
R.I.P. Dr. Munch, my favorite Beatles teacher ever. But yeah, thank you guys so much again for watching, and where can we find you guys until next week?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @_PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at @PaulinaMAguilar.
And you can find me everywhere at Stephanie Wenger.
Oh, and you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Keaton Markey. And one last shout out. Let's not forget that Chanel number 2 parents celebrated that her body was found. And in turn, as soon as Chanel number 2's parents learned that their daughter's dead body had been found, they went on a cruise to celebrate. That's how much they hated this dead bitch. Bye, Chanel. We can't wait to see you next week. Bye, everybody. Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.